好啦，跟住我落去咧就系第十二项，列提顿道严重交通意外。咁呢个真系一个好不幸嘅意外嚟嘅吓。咁啊，文件就系34/2014嘅吓。咁啊，欢迎下列嘅部门系协助讨论嘅，运输署工程师中西区二嘅林树基先生。警务处中区行动主任张志伟先生和警务处中区交通队主管陈光明先生、啊、文件是由文志华议员和陈志贵议员提交的。陈、议员就早几天就联络我，就很希望是有一位的代表就住这 个案件呢，有位、当区的市民呢是可以来发言的。我也是批准了的。现在是先是根据中西区区议会常规第15(1)条，主席特別邀請關注列提頓道交通的居民代表 Mr. Anthony P. Sohan 出席是次會議，除非獲得主席邀請再次發言，否則、Mr. Sohan 先生呢只可以發言一次，發言時限為3分鐘，並不能參與會議上面的討論。那我現在有請 Mr. Sohan 發言，
因為文件的提交人可以
補充文件。
好好好，陳議員補充文件、
其實即方便他說，因為他沒有翻譯的安排。
是啊，對不住，因為昨天才知道是用英文發言，被索性做不到即時傳譯，
方便大家，所以我講幾句。
也有一份文件是停在台上的，就是這個 Proposed Traffic Camping Scheme 的，大家可以
看到。是的，它其實一份英文的，應該早給了大家，不過它也做了一個翻譯的。咁我想講呢，因為列提頓道呢長期都一個出現了一個行人安全的問題，最主要呢就那條路呢，即係其實就唔係好長，280米，咁呢就比較係窄，咁所以亦都有兩個比較大嘅彎位，呢個一個黑點。咁呢長期以嚟呢嗰度亦都有啲非法泊車，就造成咗呢即係嗰個行人交通呢亦都係一個好大嘅問題。咁好不幸，正話主席都講到呢4月17日呢有個即係致命嘅意外啦，主要呢就係、有個一架車停咗喺度，女士呢就喺後面出車，然之後喺前面佢架車過嘅時候呢俾迎面一個即係專線小巴呢就撞低，後尾呢就因傷致死。咁就呢位Tony呢佢係居民關注組嘅一個代表，因為其實即係事件之後呢亦都收到好多佢哋有關嘅居民嘅關注，咁主要呢就想做一啲安全嘅措施，亦都最主要佢哋嘅關注呢就係想限制嗰個車速，因為根據佢哋嘅報告你睇到呢就即係如果係去到30呢係適合嗰個環境，亦都會減少嗰個交通意外，亦都會提高咗行人嘅交通。咁主要我想請Mr. Tony 同我哋講講佢嘅報告咁樣。
OK.Mr. Sohan, thank you very much to coming to our meeting. Please give your comment about this case within 3 minutes, okay? Thanks so much. 識中文原來。
Thank you to the District Council and to the Department for allowing me to address them. You'll see the proposal in front of the board. I am here representing the concerned residents of Littleton Road. And also of the woman who was recently killed in a traffic fatality. We've collected in support of our petition 136 signed papers in support of reducing the speed limit from 50 kilometers per hour to 30, and also to implement a raised speed table, not a speed bump, and also respectfully requesting that the board come out and have a look and do a site visit at Littleton Road. Please have a look at the report that was prepared by the Community for Road Safety. The introduction is in Chinese. It's a very thorough report with a speed survey. These experts, and what they do is they advise governments around the world on the best practices. They have suggested adopting a 30-kilometer per hour zone in this residential neighborhood. The benefits are to reduce the risks and to have a more calming effect of this residential neighborhood. We've also suggested installing a raised speed table. Please note this is not a speed bump. It is not a speed bump. I agree with you that speed bumps cause discomfort to occupants and generate noise and a nuisance. A raised speed table is different. It's a very low grade that you can see in the report. There are photographs. Finally, we would ask that you ask that you reconsider the policy of the TPDM, Volume 6, 6.4.25. I would respectfully suggest that that is based on outdated information. That's from 2009, and it concludes that it's doubtful that a lower speed limit imposed will contribute significantly to accident prevention. I would reject that notion and respectfully request that we look at other jurisdictions around the world, including London, Paris, New York, that have recently adopted 30 kilometer per hour zones in residential neighborhoods. And the report cites several studies since 2009 in the UK upon which the TPDM was based that says that that's not the case, that in fact upwards of that it significantly does reduce traffic fatalities. So I don't know how I'm doing in time, but let me say that this is a perfect opportunity for the Transportation Department to take a look, 5 seconds, okay, to take a look at reducing the limit from 50 to 30 on this stretch of Littleton, Lee Taitundo only, and installing a raised speed table in best practice with international standards, because Hong Kong is, after all, Asia's international and world city. So we would ask that we fall in line and update the policy. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Slogan. 咁我哋而家呢就返返嚟嗰個問題裏面啦。咁到底呢個 case, 即係唔好彩有個婦人即係喪生，減咗個車速係咪就係能夠令到嗰個道路或者係佢哋所睇嘅超外國嘅方向其實係得唔得嘅呢？咁有啲報告喺度㗎啦，文書處有個回覆喺度㗎啦。咁我哋開放文件討論同埋俾意見。我見陳志偉議員舉手，陳志偉議員先啦。
多謝主席。好多謝 Tony 俾意見啦，即係佢好難得㗎，因為佢哋呢嗰、那個報告係好專業㗎，佢哋係要俾錢㗎，佢即係自己係即係為咗個居民嘅福祉呢，佢哋自己去做咗呢個報告。咁啊，呢、這個係第一。佢呢個報告呢其實就係、是、抄襲咗英國、歐洲啦，特別英國啦，咁亦都係澳洲嘅一啲經驗，即係講到嗰30米嗰個重要性啦，咁亦都30個 kilometer 嗰個重要性啦，咁亦都實地去做嗰啲用啲槍去做嗰啲數據嘅統計啦，咁呢係 check 到嗰度呢現時係33嘅kilometer, 咁所以其實同嗰個30嗰個呢係好相似，咁所以佢提出呢，如果你能夠限制佢30呢，其實個影響不大，對車輛嘅影響不大，對即係居民嘅各方面嘅影響不大，但如果有啲係超過咗30呢，就變咗造成一個危險，因為嗰度嘅路比較窄，有兩個比較大嘅彎位呀咁樣，咁同埋佢講到嗰、那個speed table 呢，嗰、那個佢中文譯做減速平台呢，嗰、那個呢就係8米長，大概個高度呢係75至到100個 cm 咁高。咁呢個呢其實喺英國喺好多國家嚟講呢就好多下嘅。咁佢呢就係唔係好似嗰啲一般嘅所謂 speed bump 咁呢，激勁浪咁過嘅時候呢其實仲有噪音同埋會傷害嘅車。但佢呢個冇嘅，呢、這個滑上去再滑返落嚟。咁以嗰個列堤頓道嗰個210米呢，嗰、那個其實就啱啱可以做到兩個一頭一尾。咁所以佢亦都係實地去研究過呢、這個呢係對嗰個地區呢一個可以減少嗰、那個即係嗰、那個即係減慢嗰個車速而減少嗰個交通意外。咁當然主席問得好呢，即係最近嗰個4月17號嗰個車禍其實就唔係同呢度有關，亦都即係主要就係因為啲非法泊車啦。咁我知阿林生佢做咗啲功夫啦，即係將會係即係做一啲兩個繁忙時間即係唔准泊車，呢、這個我同意嘅。咁最後呢，對於佢個問卷嗰度呢有兩個意見呢，我想補充一個呢，佢第二個問卷呢我係有保留嘅，因為亦都有啲居民呢係對於話喺奧蘭市街左轉入呢個列堤頓道呢係有保留嘅，主要就係話現時而家56號呢雖然係去到9點之後呢其實都有需要嘅，咁所以請大家注意呢啲係有唔同嘅睇法嘅，係咪？我發言完畢。
好，我見仲有同事舉手，李志恆議員。
多謝主席。我睇到呢、這個報告啦，即係我其實對唔住，我啱先詳細睇個內容，咁入面有啲 recommendations 嘅，咁亦都睇到運輸署嗰個回應，我又覺得第一運輸署你對於呢、這、一個由市民去做嘅呢個報告，你哋覺得佢做得嘅內容係啱定係錯，你係咪應該都有一個回應？ 點解你唔接受入面嘅建議？你會唔會一間都可以即係俾一俾？系啦，解釋一下點解你唔接受佢哋嘅建議，咁能夠令到我哋更加了解，即係你哋嘅睇法同埋呢個建議是否不可行。第二咧就係我睇到你已經係決定咗落單黃線，朝八至十下午至七，未經我哋大家開會，其實個問題已經即係個幾月前已經預備咗，我哋今日會討論，但係係啦，咁就。落咗个单黄线，而且已经发出咗施工嘅命令，安排去进行有关工程。我因为我唔知道你系未咨询咗居民意见，有冇咨询到当区议员意见诸如此类，先决定咁样做法。咁系咪做咗呢、這个，你就认为已经系满足到市民嘅要求呢？咁对于市民佢哋提出要求嗰一种嘅速度或者路牌，咁你哋又会点样睇法呢？咁即系会唔会系？太快已經 proceed 咗去咗做咗一啲嘢，未必係大家會接受嘅嘢，而係令到到時你又可能翻轉頭又話，因為做咗咧，我而家唔改得噶咯，咁呢個你到時點處理咧？會唔會快咗一步咧？咁多謝主席。
好，跟住係阿金乃威議員。
主席，我先申報我喺列堤頓度住。咁咧就
經過好多。
其實最嚴重嘅問題係非法泊車嘅問題。
嗯。
你而家讲紧系朝早朝八晚十，下午五点至七点，其实都唔中嗰啲时间，嗰啲时间根本唔系发车繁忙嗰啲时间。我话咧最繁忙就系晏昼，
保姆车，
晏昼啲的士大佬啊，
喺度饮茶，
嗰啲保姆车啊，啲货车喺泊喺度啊。最繁忙是那些时间，你知不知道？五点至七点，你哪里有车在那里才行？五点至七点，我日日在那里住的。即是你在那里说的意思是没有的。即反而你说喂这位朋友说做那个时速的限制可以考虑，因为那里都不会快速的，老实说。揸那段路你都不会揸到链到快速根本。因為那段路都是慢速的，你是30個 km， 我這個沒有反對，因為那個影響不大、但是個問題是不是那個、我自己覺得，因為非法泊車的時間呢，一有一架大車呢，根本然後呢就根本的車是過不了的。那我想我希望、最重要就是警方要加強在那裡做，即系嗰度非法泊车繁忙时间去做检核，先至有用，就唔系而家你将嗰个时间划咗。我相信你未做过当区居民嗰啲咨询，因为我相信我都冇收到，即系嗰个资料话你要划禁区，因为我喺度住都冇收到。
办咗八段，俾
咗
八段
冇俾
你，
咁八段，
俾咗八段冇俾你。
咁我諗我希望你哋重新再考慮下個情況，咪咁啦，多謝。
好，咁啊交俾啊部門啦，咁就啊林生係嘛，係啦，請你補充。
多謝議員嘅意見啊，同埋多謝 Mr. Slogan 嘅 report 先。首先我諗就住嗰單意外咧，其實我諗相信警方係調查緊嘅。咁就如果係有乜嘢需要喺個交通嘅措施上面配合咧，我哋會全力係去研究同埋跟進嘅。咁至於個禁區呢，其實有關呢個禁區呢，就其實好耐之前呢，其實就已經我哋同當區議員陳議員呢已經落區去睇過，咁亦都係收到佢嘅要求，係佢淨係話直情係需要雙黃線添。咁其實我哋落嗰個雙黃線呢，就即係會影響大家嘅上落會好緊要㗎啦，即係入去嗰區呢，基本上啲屋苑咧本身唔係有咁多呢、這個上落客貨設施嘅，而且呢個亦都路邊咧，佢哋係需要翻學啊、放學啊咁樣，亦都係有可能有啲即係運輸啊需要去做嘅，咁即係基本上即係路邊嘅上落咧，其實喺呢啲路嚟講係好普通。咁其實我哋喺我哋嗰個諮詢文件度咧，應該都原本提議係七至七嘅。咁但係因為我哋收返民政事務處個答覆之後呢，回覆呢佢回覆返啲屋苑啊俾我哋嗰啲意見呢，就係話有人就覺得比較嚴峻啲，如果係七至七 咁就希望係淨係繁忙時段啫，即係八至十、五至七呢個時段。咁我哋覺得係可以係首先係落咗呢個咁嘅措施先。咁就咁其實即係有關呢啲禁區嘅措施咧，其實基本上咧就喺個根據交通條例嚟講咧，其實都唔係一定需要，因為基本上如果你架車泊喺路邊，我諗即係大家在座都好多係駕駛者咧，已經係有牌嘅，咁亦都知道。就算冇呢啲交通措施咧，禁區咧，其實警方咧都可以抄牌，因為我自己泊喺啲路邊都俾警方抄過牌啦，所以冇黃線，直接喺彎位裏面都一樣俾人抄過牌啦。咁所以其實根本係喺個交通條例嚟講係賦予咗警方咧係抄係做呢個執法嘅檢控嘅。咁當然咧呢、這個就係、是、即係如果你有落呢個交通措施嘅話咧，就有部分人咧一定會有影響，就係佢喺呢個時段咧就真係。是有顧忌是不可以上落的。咁、如果佢真係上落呢就警方真係可以抄佢。或者係做人檢控。咁當然呢個係警方方面係會睇下嗰個佢嘅資源嘅分配係點樣啊，成日咁亦都比較方便大家咁樣。呢個純粹係真係警方自己去衡量。咁、但係如果我哋真係落咗措施嘅時候呢就冇選擇㗎已經係。咁、呢個即係即係所以我哋點解盡量喺呢啲所謂地方嘅道路呢，唔係一啲繁忙道路啦，或者唔係一繁忙嘅路口呢，我哋係盡量唔想係落一啲呢啲咁嚴峻嘅交通措施，黃線呀好就甚至無好似而家呢啲咁樣就算上下閘嘅我哋所謂都有一定影響。如果你係七至七，咁基本上我即係喺我嘅立場嚟講，我覺得我冇所謂即係如果覺得大家係七至七係一個比較好嘅交通措施的话，好啦，咁呢个讲完个交通措施之后咧，咁我谂另外讲一讲嗰个车速咧，其实就关点解我冇回应嗰个报告咧？其实我都系啱收咗个报告，
因为寻日
两日啫，应该系，即系我哋未有机会去详细睇，而且涉报告嘅内容咧，涉及咧好多系法律上嘅问题，部门嘅指引。部門的基本的設計 的概念，咁呢啲唔係喺呢個會度可以即刻回應嘅，我一定會回覆你呢個報告，即係我可以同阿 Mr. Slogan 講一陣間啊。咁就至於點解唔係五十唔係咁容易可以去到三十咧？呢、這個因為呢個係法律上喺所有道路咧冇 poster。即是冇任何嘅車速限制嘅，都係最高時速咧，都係五十嘅啫。咁其實駕駛者咧，應該係自己係因住嗰個道路嘅情況、彎位、嗰、那個路邊嘅任何嘅活動咧，係去調校佢嘅車速，唔係話一定係要去到五十啊。咁呢個係所有駕駛者都應該知㗎啦，應該係啊。咁亦都關於我都喺個。在這個文件上我都見到說有個路博那個，那路博基本上呢，如果我們用回我們基本上那個我們設計標準，路博就是比較上是用一些私家道路的車速比較低的，即是好像是30或20這樣。但是你說如果在一些50這個即是沒有特別標明的車速的道路呢，就有一定相當的潛在危險，所以即是在部門來說個指引裏面就唔係好認同喺啲公共嘅道路咧，係設計一啲路博嘅嚇。OK， 主席。
好，請問警方有冇補充啊？
多謝主席啊。就其實警方一直都有留意住列堤頓道嘅交通嘅狀況，包括投訴啊等等。咁就我哋聽到阿金議員所剛才提嘅就話，下晝時間嗰度嘅違例泊車多，我哋會加強執法。咁確實咧就同意就係、是，如果喺嗰個地方有需要咧，有禁區嘅設立咧，係會阻嚇到一啲非法泊車，亦都係幫助到警方執法嘅。我哋同意，如果係嗰度可以考慮嘅係即係七至七嘅禁區。多謝主席。
咁就就住呢個文件，仲有冇方龍、陳志貴議員？
为了即系依家七点钟啦，即系我谂我哋都要有效处理呢件事啦。 林先生就未睇過報告啦，我覺得值得你去睇，因為特別嗰個叫 speed table 嗰樣嘢咧，同 speed book 係有啲唔同嘅嚇。咁你睇完之後咧，我覺得係有需要咧實地睇下。即係依家嗰個路根據呢個報告咧係33 km， 咁所以係啱做呢樣嘢。咁即係阿文議員同我講咧，其實香港譬如喺深水埗嘅地方都有呢啲咁樣嘅裝置。啊，類似咁，如果你做咗呢個咁樣嘅 speed table 咧，就唔需要30噶啦，即係 limit 就唔需要啦。咁亦都可以達到嗰個減車速嗰樣嘢。所以我希望林生睇完之後咧，或者我哋實地睇完之後，再翻嚟啊，主席呢個會我哋再傾，好嘛？
嗯，好，唔該曬。咁就討論到為止咯，好嘛？咁就亦都多謝佢哋做個報告啦，交翻俾運輸署去做研究嚇。好啦，咁呢個議程就討論到呢個為止啦，唔該曬。